Thursday, November the 21st, at Thanksgiving Eve, if you will. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, which never sleeps, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, there are a lot of turkeys on Wall Street today. You know, the funny thing that's been a pattern that's been developing for the last month or so is the hype that they give on Wall Street during the trading day seems to run out of steam in the last hour of trading. That out today, up until about 3 p.m. Eastern time, was above 12,900. Last hour of trading, especially the last 15 minutes of trading, the Dow broke down completely, ending for the year at a loss, closing down 211 points at 12,799, breaking through very important resistance at the 12,800 level. And all those Dow theory people are in a full-fledged panic as we speak. NASDAQ off 34 points at 2,562. S&P getting hammered, down 22 at 1,416. There was just more fallout from the mess called by the subprime market. All eyes were on oil briefly. In electronic trade, oil missed by this much. Got to $99 and some change before pulling back. Currently, oil's up 11 cents at $97.40 the barrel. U.S. dollar got hammered again, breaking through another resistance at an all-time low, down 30 basis points at $74.91. Gold in New York closed up $7.20 at $799.20. Gold had a high today of $805. Silver off 5 cents at $14.49. Platinum off $2 at $1,465. Palladium off 4 at $3.58. In Asian trading, gold up $1.50 at $800.70. Silver flat at $14.49. Palladium off $1 at $1,465. There's not going to be too many people wanting to go to work on Friday, I can assure you. But that doesn't mean the rest of the world is taking a vacation tomorrow either. So they could have a nasty reawakening on Friday. Stand by, my friends. We'll be right back with Charles Paulson. Great gate for the
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign, sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on the wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. That big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday, as we do each and every Wednesday. Great pleasure to welcome to the show Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, thanks. Good to be with you, Robbie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, got a lot to be thankful for.
Indeed. Well,
some may doubt that we have anything to be thankful for. But yeah, it's one of those unique American holidays that a lot of people have different views of it depending on what they were taught growing up. And by and large, the thing that's amazing, most people believe in the wrong reason for Thanksgiving, or the wrong reason how it came about, or the reasons for the feast, if you will.
Yeah.
What is your understanding of Thanksgiving?
Well, of course, the pilgrims were separatists. And we have a lot of us have different views of Christianity than they do. And there are a lot of things that were blamed on them as time went on, some of which they were quite guilty of. But they were, I think, unique because they really did come to the country for religious reasons. That was the primary reason they came. And the evidence of that I find so clear is that they brought their kids and wives with them when they came. They didn't leave them behind and go off to make a fortune, tell them they'd return like a sea captain or something like that. They packed everybody up and put them on these little ships and went across the ocean in the middle of the winter. So I always have thought of it as a tremendously noble thing, out of dedication and with hope. And then, of course, the Thanksgiving event itself is misunderstood. I don't suppose they had much to eat. What they did have to eat, they were lucky to have, and they were just lucky to be alive in November, the first year after their arrival.
What were they escaping from?
I'm not a great historian on this, but there had been persecution of the separatists who separated from the Church of England, who wouldn't follow the Church of England, and were Calvinists, In other words, something like extreme Presbyterians today, and very strict in all of their practices. And I think they had, I actually think that they had been driven out of England and went to Holland and left Holland to come to the United States, as I recall. So you had people that did not believe in the state church. They were absolutely committed to separation from the state church. And that's why they called them separatists.
Well, because of, obviously, the persecution they suffered under a state church.
Yeah, they were persecuted under the state churches. So so I think it has a tremendously noble message to it. And it is one of a people that were extremely humble. And, of course, they were humbled by the events that happened. It is amazing that many of the people that celebrated Thanksgiving didn't even live through until the next spring. Because they had a winter trip on the ships, and then they had a short summer, and here comes November, and it's getting cold again, and they were in big trouble. And then the other thing about it is that at least in those early years, they managed to live with live with the natives. They got along with the natives, and that's really what saved their lives. Although in Jamestown there were Indian wars, there were other Indian wars that took place, but the Pilgrims had they had to actually get along and depend upon the Indians, and some of them intermarried with some of the Indians. I think the famous story of John Smith is true. So so I regard it as maybe America's most noble holiday in a Christian sense.
The thing that I find amazing, because I've spent a winter in Plymouth.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something. If I never had the creature comforts that we have, like warm clothing, heating, and all that, there is no way I could imagine how people could have actually survived through a winter with absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
in that neck of the woods. And unless you've experienced a New England winter, you would have no idea. I mean, you're talking about... there were days I remember switching on the television in the morning where they used to tell you, if you don't have to leave your home, don't. Mm-hmm. And if you do, make sure you have no skin exposed. Which is obviously indicative of below zero temperatures, and then you add in the wind chill factor. So for them to merely survive, and there wasn't that many of them, 40-odd of them originally landed, right?
41 men signed the Mayflower Compact, and then there were a lot of children and women, so I think there were maybe 100 or so on the Mayflower, counting the women and children. Others would know this much better than I do. But it wasn't very many, and then they didn't all make it through the summer even, and a lot of them had died on the ship getting there. They had considerable losses because they made a winter trip across the Atlantic. Had they not done that, none of them would have survived because they had to arrive in the spring so they could build a house and get ready for the next winter and plant something and try to get something to grow. And you can imagine what a mess in rocky New England. So I'm yes. Like you. I can't imagine how anybody could survive it. And they barely did. So.
And we live to tell the tale. It's just amazing, as I said, the different versions of Thanksgiving that are out there. And by and large, most of them are wrong. But I think it was Longfellow who once said, when history contradicts a legend, it's always best to print the legend rather than the facts. because there's this other thing. Because what fascinates me about American history is what is assumed and then what is the real facts. Like with Paul Revere, was Paul Revere the man who rode hundreds of miles alerting that the English were coming? Well, no, he rode from Plymouth to Concord, a short distance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that actually rode and alerted the troops was a guy called Israel Bizel. Now, you can imagine Paul Revere rides sounds good to a lyrical person, and he can build his story based on this mythical character. It would have been tougher for him to sell it if he named the guy who he really was, and there was a guy by the name of Israel Bizel. Israel Bizel didn't fit into the context of that. So we live with all this misconception of history in a lot of instances, but people believe it because they've been told it so often and so many times that they never ever question any of the history. And this is pretty much what your fight is all about, trying to educate people that what they have come to understand as the gospel for so many years, and just without question, not questioning it, is the reason why we have this disconnect going on in the evangelical movement.
Exactly. And the evangelical movement, of course, was very alien, would have been very alien to the people that landed in Plymouth. They might not have agreed with Catholics or with the Church of England or with a lot of other, maybe even with the Lutherans of their day. But they would not have accepted the dispensational craze that has now gripped our country, and it is now the dominant factor in our world, in our country, I guess, and therefore in world politics today, the dominant religious factor that's making itself felt everywhere is Christian Zionism. It's the sect that's ringing the bell. And of course, terribly wrong and so unlike what the pilgrims would have stood for, these people would have stood for when they landed here. And of course, this Christian, the most resounding thing about it is that they actually have chosen racism, and I think I should say that one of the great days in my life was when I escaped and finally understood what I was in when I was in churches that practiced dispensationalism. I think that was a great day in my life when I figured that out, or someone helped me figure that out.
Yeah.
And you like too, I'm sure.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, a little Christmas jingle music there. Put you in the mood. After all, with all the bad news we have out there on a consistent basis, Christmas is still the best time of the year. The songs, the music, the memories, the smells, all that kind of good stuff. You're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, which leads me to another question, which is, you know, it's one of these defining questions that a lot of people seem to have a hard time with, and understanding America's founding, where they would actually dispute whether or not America was built. The whole concept of America was built on a basis of morality, and in order to have morality, there must be some sort of biblical reference to it, but yet a lot of people still oppose that very concept by saying that America was not built on Christian values.
Yes, I'd say some was and some wasn't. Again, there's a difference between Jamestown, which was started in 1609 or 1608, and then Plymouth, where you had Jamestown Colony kind of went the other way and ended up very early taking indentured servants and ended up being very much involved in the slave trade. And it went quite a different direction. It was a sort of a commercial enterprise. And I would say that was started based upon a commercial enterprise, whereas the Pilgrims, of course, had their unique little moment where they were there for that purpose of religious freedom. So I think it depends. Not all the colonies were the same. And one can't just paint a brush and say it was all wonderful and good and godly, but there were powerful godly elements among some of these groups, certainly the Pilgrims.
Well, you couldn't do what they did without obviously having an abiding faith in something. It just doesn't make any logical sense.
True, because they left behind whatever they had somewhere else. They left with nothing and took this huge chance. And obviously, what that's based upon is the idea that what you do is more important than life itself. And so it's the idea that throw caution to the wind, do what you think God wants you to do, and you'll be rewarded. And if you're not rewarded physically, well, then, as many have happened with many of these settlers, they died out, and I suppose they did so believing that God had a reward for them for their faithfulness.
And I wonder what you'd say
that of every colony or every settler or every settlement.
Sure. I wonder what the theological debates must have been like back in those days, when obviously we're talking about pre-Schofield.
Oh, yeah. What it was, of course, the big thing with the separatists was they wanted no part of a church that was run by the state. They were bitterly opposed to that. Of course, they very quickly had their own religion in their own little state when they got their colony going. But they resented the imposed religion of the Church of England. That was a part of it, which of course the reason they opposed it was it repressed them, told them what to do, and they didn't want that. So the theological debate was the issue of Calvin. They were Calvinists. They believed in this, the concept of Calvinism, which probably I can't speak to with great authority, but it was the guiding theology of the separatists who came. And they believed that they were chosen by God. They believed God had elected them. And so in a way, some people might find that to be different from what they believe. And it is different. Nevertheless, as you said, they were guided by a faith, and they took a big chance, families and all, wives and everyone, away they went. Quite a thing to imagine taking your wife and four kids on a ship in the middle of the winter going to Plymouth.
I couldn't even imagine it.
Imagine that. It would be, many of us who are adventurous, we think we're adventurous, we would think of bundle up, take some clothes and some rum and go. But that wasn't the kind of adventure it was. It was a commitment. And then they signed this compact on the ship, the Mayflower Compact, which is quite impressive to read and study and is a formative thing and describes what they thought.
We'll take another short break. Be right back with Charles Carlson. If you've got a question for Charles, feel free, more than welcome, to give the show a call. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Waiting at the water's edge, watching all the ships as they as they disappear, reading out the names of all the places I have never been, looking out to sea, staring out to sea, dreaming of a white world, dreaming of the white world.
Welcome back, my friends. Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Dreaming of a wild world as we celebrate Thanksgiving on this Thanksgiving Eve, talking about past and present. You paying much attention to this big, as I like to say, the 7,000th Peace Conference to be held in Annapolis this coming week to try and solve the Israeli-Palestinian problem? Charles?
Friday. And what we say is there's absolutely no hope of peace coming out of this. There are a couple of reasons for that. The biggest reason, of course, is that the underlying reason for all the other reasons is that the Christian Zionist movement is so powerful, and the Christian Zionist movement is pressuring everyone and is in the direction of Israel giving up nothing. And what the Christian Zionist movement views, their view of it, is that any granting of any land back to the Palestinians that was taken away by war is a gift on the part of Israel to the Palestinians. And they believe, the Hagi people, the people that follow and listen to him, believe that all that land was given by God to Israel. Therefore, they consider it an abuse to give it to the Palestinians. They say it's wrong to do that, kind of like disobeying God on some commandment. You have this powerful underlying influence that, for religious reasons, is saying, not here, not this is not like the pilgrims who were here on their own trying to establish land for religious reasons, but this is saying that somebody else in some other country cannot give up their land, cannot trade their land to the Palestinians. And of course, that's a big influence with some 30% or so of the American public being influenced by that attitude very strongly, that's a huge reason why peace is very unlikely. Secondly, we don't really think the Israelis want to give up the land. We think that they're there basically to buy time. They're getting exactly what they want right now. They're starving the people in Gaza. In Gaza, there's no food. And if you take Darfur or any of the great genocides that are talked about in Central Africa or any of the places where people are deliberately starved to death, that's actually happening in Gaza, and it's being done for the purpose of subduing the elements within the Palestinian culture. We call it the Philistine culture because there is no real Palestine. But basically to subdue them and to force them to give up leadership that actually is demanding that they do have rights, that they even have rights to return to their own land. So we don't think that there's really any intent. The other factor is we don't think the U.S. is legitimately concerned with solving these problems. We think that Condoleezza Rice and the present administration and the neocon power structure wants a continued warring situation to continue in the Middle East. In fact, we think they want to bomb Iran. So it doesn't make much sense to make a real concerted effort for peace in Israel and Palestine if their intent really is to keep war fermenting and even expanding. So my feeling, Robbie, is that no chance. A haggle. And then there's another thing, and that is that the proper representation of the Palestinian people is not present. Hamas won the election, and it was actually a certified election where independent groups went there and observed and came back stating that the people were not coerced. They had a chance to vote the way they wanted. And under their parliamentary system, they elected Hamas overwhelmingly. And so the man who's now there to represent Palestine, Mr. Abbas, Mohamed Abbas, who's otherwise known as Abu Hamza, he's not the elected guy that the Palestinians wanted. He was forced in by the United States and by Israel, and Hamas was forced to allow him to continue on as president, and then the other parties have simply assumed that he's the leader of the Palestinians, and no one else is there representing them except him. So they don't have the representation, and so it's pretty hard to imagine. That's the summary of it as I see it.
But isn't their basic core belief system, and correct me if I'm wrong, that whoever seeks peace in Israel is the Antichrist?
You're coming back to the Judeo-Christians, yes. I'm not sure if that is a label of the Antichrist. It could be somebody might think that, some might think that, but they certainly do think, I will go this far, they certainly do think that to give away the land is to give away something that God, is to disobey God. So they don't want to be disobedient to God, so they want Israel to keep every foot of it. And they want the Palestinians basically to leave. And they don't see any problem with the Palestinians dying in the process. This is really the amazing thing about the dispensational or Christian Zionist movement, is they stand for life of the unborn child. They stand for life. They say they stand for all life. But when it comes to racial groups such as the Palestinians or the Arabs, they have no right to life whatsoever in the eyes of Christian Zionists. And we hear this all the time in front of churches. Well, they shouldn't be there. They should have left. and they have marvelous excuses for what these people are supposed to do. These 3 or 4 million people are just supposed to assimilate themselves into the surrounding Arab countries. And the leaders will simply tell you at churches, well, there's plenty of Arab states. There's 22 Arab states. Let them all just take a 500,000, and that will cover everybody. So they assume that it's just like dividing up peas in a bowl or something. You can just move people around like that. And obviously, there's no real thought to that. In fact, the surrounding Arab countries are choked with Palestinian refugees right now, and it's adversely affecting the economies of the surrounding countries who've absorbed all these people and don't have jobs for them and don't have free food for them and have to figure out a way to deal with 500,000 people who've come across the border and are living in tents, let's say, as in, I think there's upward to 1 million people, Palestinians in Syria now. And Lebanon, huge number in Lebanon, living in very bad conditions, no better than the conditions really in the West Bank, except they don't have to go through a checkpoint twice a day.
It always seems that the sticking points where Israel always fails to concede any ground on, and that it's imperative that the Palestinians recognize the right of Israel to exist.
Yes, but that's only lip service. It really doesn't come down to that, because, for instance, the wall has been built. It's 26 feet high. It's almost two-thirds completed, and it's going on all the time. Concrete wall, impenetrable thing, huge, twice as high as the Berlin Wall. It is not built on the line between 1967 Israel and 1967 Palestine, if there was a Palestine. It's built inside that wall in Palestinian property and inside the line. So basically it's all built on Palestinian property, and it weaves in and out of Palestinian settlements. So it's grabbing a lot of acreage that was that is Palestinian property. And recently we've found a report where real estate agents, Israeli real estate agents, are peddling this land in London to the highest bidder, having trade fairs. They're actually advertising property in Palestinian-held property that's been fenced off by the so-called security fence, which is actually a huge wall. So Israel doesn't have any intentions of giving any of that land back.
When I was in Hagee's church, one of the pamphlets, and there are many pamphlets and free information when you go into Hagee's church, besides all the other pamphlets I saw, was one that invites people to donate to this one organization whose sole mission is to raise money in the United States to buy Palestinian land from the Arabs to give to the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's part and parcel of Hagee's fundraising efforts.
Yes, yes. Well, they're being generous. They're at least offering, they say, to buy it. Of course, there's ways that Israel pressures these Palestinians to sell. They won't give them building permits. They won't give them, put all kinds of restrictions on their property. They won't let them get to their own farms because they put a wall up between the guy's house and his farm, let's say. So, buying the property, but you also have the government basically give settlers money to go and settle. They call them settlers, but they're really squatters, and they're squatting on Palestinian property that everybody knows is an illegal illegal taking of the Palestinian property, and so these people are paid to squat there, and they're armed, and they build armed outposts, and there are hundreds of these settlements in the West Bank. So Israel is not going in there saying, we're going to give up all these settlements, we're going to take the wall down, we're going to give you back the property back to the 1967 line. the assumption is they're going to keep all of that, but they're going to negotiate. So what chance is there of when the Palestinians are being negotiated for by someone who they've diselected, but he's still being treated as a president, what chance is there of any real success from this? And so then when it's over, during the course of the whole thing, the Israelis are still moving people into settlements and still expanding these settlements. They're still taking more land as the negotiation begins, even though they promised not to.
Well, if we are to believe that Israel is a democracy and the only free democracy in the Middle East, why don't they just have a national election?
Yes, why doesn't Israel just say, let's take all the borders down and we're going to call this state Israel. If you don't like it, you can we'll give you a vote and you can vote on a different, we'll leave that to the legislative process, but we're going to make you all citizens. And henceforth, we're all citizens of the same place. Why don't they do that? Well, the Israeli system is based upon racism and outright racism. The idea that Israelis have all of the advantages and that Arabs living in Israel itself, in the parts of this land that we recognize as Israel, really have minimum rights, and they have nothing like democratic rights. So,
would I be wrong to assume that the majority of the people in Israel are Palestinians?
No, I don't think. I think not. The majority in the whole country, it's all Israel, by the way. Even Palestine is Israel. Legally, it's still all Israel because Palestine has never been recognized. And your passport, when you go there, your passport covers Gaza, it covers Israel, it covers the West Bank. You just have to go through checkpoints and be logged in and out. They keep track of where you are. But, yes, overall, there are more Arabs, many more Arabs than Jews in that whole territory. In Israel itself, I think the majority are Jews, but one reason for that was that Israel made sure of that. They drove 1.5 million Palestinians out of their own homes, out of their villages, and literally drove them into the sea or into Gaza or into the West Bank or into Jordan or Syria or Lebanon. So they displaced at least 1.5 million, probably many more than that, who actually left Israel itself. So that left Israel's petition part, that left them the majority in their petition part, because they simply depopulated the part of the land that the United Nations granted to them. And that's why there's so many people in Gaza. There's 1.5 million people in this little tiny strip of land called the Gaza Strip. At least 500,000 of those people were displaced from their own land in the areas where Israel was and moved there. And of course that's after the population growth, because they came there and settled and had kids 50 years ago.
Yeah. I just find it hypocritical that obviously Israel joined the rest of the collective world in demanding that South Africa have a democratic vote so that all the people could participate, and yet they and it's true what Jimmy Carter said. I mean, I really don't agree with much of what Jimmy Carter professes, especially on this day, when a sad day for all us Rhodesians, as Ian Smith passed away today. But The hypocrisy just runs very deep with America and Israel's position when it comes to other parts of Africa. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Okay.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This Wednesday programming reminder, tomorrow Thanksgiving Day, and Friday, just my show. I'm sure everybody else is going to be doing a show Friday on RBN, but I'm taking this opportunity to have a four-day break. And so it'll be the best of. If you would like to get a hold of Charles Carlson, if you want to write to him, drop him a letter, a check, you can send it to Straight Gate Ministries, P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267, or you can call him at 480-947-3329, or visit the website at WHTT.org and help the cause. He has, without question, one of the great libraries of books, audios, and videos you'll find anywhere on the web. Some long-lost classics as well you'll be able to find there. And you'll be able to answer the all-important question of the meaning of life. Anything you would like to end with on this Thanksgiving Eve there, Charles?
Yes, I would. We've talked a lot about the Christian Zionists, and in our lives we all have things we regret, mistakes we've made that we have to look back on. I believe that the Christian Zionists, and I'm speaking now of our friends, our Judeo-Christian friends like we used to be in these churches, will look back with horror upon what they've done. Not only for what it does spiritually to them, how corrupting it is spiritually, but also because of the disastrous effect of war on families and I'm speaking of the physical effects of war. I do believe, and have reason to believe, that because Christian Zionist, Judeo-Christian churches have been so supportive of war, that there's a vastly disproportionate number of their kids who actually fight these battles and are in these battlefields. And we've met some of them. We've met some Christian kids from Baptist homes. We met one not too long ago who had no legs. He's trying to get along with two artificial legs, a beautiful young guy. And he told us that he came from that kind of a family and that his mother is now fervently against war, but that he cannot bring himself to even think about it because of the circumstances it brought to him. So this is our prayer is that these people will see the light and actually turn from what is damaging to them.
Yeah. Wish you a very happy Thanksgiving Day there, Charles.
Same to you, Robbie. It's a pleasure.
Okay, my friend. See you again next week.
Bye.
And to one and all, from the bottom of my heart, hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving. Till Monday. See you, bye. With